raise our hands one more time and give him praise, give some worship this morning. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise your name, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise your name, Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We ask you to remember Pastor. He called me this morning and said he wasn't feeling that great. He has a fever. And there's a couple others that are sick as well. So if you would continue to pray for him and those aren't feeling well. So bear with me today. It may be just a little rough, but we'll get through it. We're going to look in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Sister Hancock, will you pray? Amen. You may be seated. Today's title is With Opened Eyes. While walking down the road, the apostles came across this blind man, and they asked why he was blind. The current philosophy in that day was that if something is wrong with you, then either you or someone you know had done wrong to merit your problems. It's the way things were looked at. Thank God that's not today. Because my friend, I got problems. I got issues. I think we all have problems. We all have some sort of issues. But Jesus rejects this philosophy and says that there is a greater purpose at work here. Jesus says that this man was born blind to show the works of God. The story of this blind man and his subsequent journey is very fascinating if we go through and read the book of John chapter 9, that whole book. There are several things that we can learn from this man in this story that can be applied to us today. To the blind, he opens his eyes because there is a need. The blind need to see. John chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says, When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by the inspiration of scent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came back seeing. Jesus knew that he could heal the blind man. Jesus made clay out of his own spittle. I don't know about you, but I don't want someone spitting in my eye, let alone spitting in dirt and shoving the dirt and mud in my eye. Not a pleasant feeling. But he anointed the blind man's eyes, and then he told him, go wash in the pool. The blind man, wanting to see, having that faith, went and washed in the pool. the blind need to see today as well. The blind are those who are in sin or darkness. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 17 says, "And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung." Let that sink in for a second. Their blood should be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. God has promised to open the eyes of the blind. God prophesied through Isaiah that the blind would see. In Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 7 reads, "Thus saith the Lord the God, God the Lord, he that createth the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of prison house." This prophecy is quoted throughout the New Testament as Jesus fulfills each of these. In Luke chapter 2, verse 32, we can see that prophecy. We see it again in Acts chapter 13, verse 47. And yet again in Acts chapter 26 and 23. Jesus is the light of the world, and those who are blind today may see through his power. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life." But just as the blind man obeyed Jesus and went and washed in the pool to receive his sight, those who want sight today must obey Jesus as well. He is the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 and 9 says, "Unto all them that obey him." What would happen if the blind man had refused to go wash? He only went halfway. He had faith that he could see. He allowed Jesus to put the clay in his eyes. It could have been good enough. No, I'm done right there. No, he took it a step further. He had to follow through to receive his promise, to have his sight restored. He had to go wash. Are you someone who needs to see today? Do you know someone that needs to see? A name. Only Jesus has the authority to do this. We've heard message after message the past couple weeks, even the songs that were played today is the name. There's a lot of authority in that name. Only Jesus' name has that authority. John chapter 9, verses 3 through 5 says, "Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifested in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus came to manifest his works and show his authority over all things. This one miracle alone proved that he is the Son of God. As such, he and he alone has divine claim. He is the I Am. He is the one true King. He is the light of the world. Jesus is the only one who has the authority today as well. He owns the name which is above all other names. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven, and the things in earth, and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." It is only through his name, through that salvation is offered. It's only through his name. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heaven given by men whereby we must be saved." He has given all authority in heaven and earth, and he commands us to take the light of the gospel to the blind. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We talked about the name a couple weeks ago. It's his name, not his titles, it's his name. "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Do you recognize the power to see in that great name? The blind will tell others of the work of God in their lives. As we go through and read chapter 9, we go a little bit further, look in the story from 9, verses 8 through 34. The blind guy's neighbors notice about this guy. They've seen him his entire life, that they know he's blind. He can't see. They're like, "Wait a minute. He can see. When did this happen? How did that happen? He's always been blind." Then he tells them about the dude from Nazareth that spat in his eyes, shoved some clay in there, and he could see. They took him to go see the Pharisees, and he tells them what happened. He says that Jesus is a prophet. He says that Jesus is the one. He says that Jesus is God. Well, Pharisees, they're like, "No. No, you can't do that. Today's the Sabbath. That doesn't happen. He's evil." Well, they were kind of split, because some of them said, "What? Wait a minute. He's healed. We don't believe that actually. I don't think he was blind the entire time. Let's go get his mom and dad. Let's talk to them. Let's see what they have to say." Those who have been blind and now want to tell others of the work of God in their lives. The Apostle Paul recognized this in Acts chapter 13, verse 47. It says, For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 26, verses 16 through 18 says, But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both to those things, both to these things which thou hast sent and seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. John also says in John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. John chapter 1, verses 9 through 13 says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The blind want to see and to believe and worship God. So as we go a little bit further in our stories, verses 35 through 38, we read a little bit further about this blind guy. And the blind man who now sees, they find that this guy's name was Jesus that came and healed him. Jesus asked him if he believes. The guy goes, yeah, of course I believe. I have faith that you can do this. A former blind man wanted to know who he was so he could believe. Jesus said it was him. The former blind man said that he believed in God. The former blind man then worshiped Jesus. Those today who want to have their eyes opened by Christ, their lives will be changed. They were formerly blind by sin, blinded by the things of this world, but he will open your eyes. Now you will see and seek and believe and worship in him. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So they are the holy nation of God. They are his people whom he established into the mountains. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up in the mountains of the Lord to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will speak and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall lift up every sword against the nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 talks about his kingdom, who hath delivered us from the power of the darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The kingdom is the church. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19 reads, "And I shall also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." This is where God is glorified every day. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 21 reads, "And unto him be the glory in the church of Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Is your fellowship with the blind who now see? The night of darkness is coming for all who will not see. John chapter 9, verse 4 reads, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." John chapter 9, verses 39, verse 41 reads, "And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see. Therefore, your sin is remitted." Jesus spoke of a night that is coming. There will be no work for him to do that night. He spoke of those who refused to accept sight from him. He came to judge them, that they which see may not see, that they which see may be blind. The Pharisees were among them. There is a night coming for those who remain in blindness today. These are the blind who lead the blind. We've never heard that before, right? Blind leading the blind. It's crazy. I cannot believe you can't find each other. You have no idea where you're going to go. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14 says, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch." They claim to see now, but they don't see. "For these people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." These will end up in a place of utter darkness where they will no longer be any sight. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30 reads, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jude chapter 1, verses 6 and verse 13 reads, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but their own habitation, he hath reserved in the everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Verse 13 reads, "Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom it reserved the blackness of darkness forever." 2 Peter 2 and 17 says, "These are the wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the midst of the darkness is reserved forever. Do not get caught blind, because he is coming. He gives us sight. Will you receive his sight today? In closing, if you'll stand with me. To the blind, he gives sight because there is a need. To the blind, he will open their eyes because of his name. To the blind, he will open your eyes because there is a nation. There is a night. If you haven't allowed him to open your eyes, and you're still in darkness. Being in darkness is no different than being blind. I've been in environments where it's extremely dark, very, very dark. So dark you can feel the darkness as a presence. It's that dark. It's like being blind. Will you allow him to be your light? Will you allow him to open your eyes? Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing. Believe with all your hearts. And Hebrews 6, or 11 and 6 says, for without faith it is impossible. So how do you let him open your eyes? Starts with repentance. Opening your heart, asking for forgiveness through him. Next is being baptized in his name. Washing away the sins. Just like the blind man, he had to wash it away. And then it is to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost through him. To praise him, to worship him, to magnify him. This altar is open. If you would like to allow him to open your eyes today, to see his glory, to seek his face, to share his word with others, I encourage you today not to leave until you have allowed him to open your eyes.